So we've seen they've posted on HareKrishna.ru, a website showing Srila Gurudev celebrating his divine pastimes and day in St. Petersburg. And he mentioned two aspects when considering Giriraj Govardhan. Because mysteriously, he is Krishna, particular aspect of Krishna, but Krishna is worshipping Govardhan, and convinced the cowherd men to give up the Indra Yajna and the Indra Puja in favor of Krishna, worshipping Govardhan and Krishna. We aspire to see things through the eyes of the Brajagopis, and their sloka in the Bhagavatam says, Hantaya Madrilabala Haridasa Bharja Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda Manam Tunoti Sahago Ganayas Tayoryat Pani Yasuya Vasakandara Kanda Mule. They're praising Govardhan as Haridas Varja, means the best of the servants of Krishna. So it's interesting, here they're not saying Krishna as Krishna is generally conceived, but they're saying as Krishna Das. Haridas, Krishna Das means the same thing. And saying Bharja, of all those who can be conceived of as servants to Krishna, Govardhan is the best. And they're not always immediately, directly indicating themselves in relation to the Krishna. So first they say, Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda. The touch of the lotus feet of Rama and Krishna is bringing great happiness to Govardhan. Why? Because Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys, they're always engaged in various pastimes in Govardhan and herding their cows. So they're saying Govardhan is very happy to receive the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. That's Pramod. Yad Rama Krishna Charana, their lotus feet. Sparasha, the touch, Pramoda. And then they're mentioning other things. Oh, the sweet waters there, like Guru Maharaj's hometown, Hapaniya means sweet water, extraordinarily sweet. Saying Paniya Suya Vasakandara. There are these sweet waters that are nourishing the cows and also producing sweet grass there. That's drawing the attention, Nanda Maharaj and the Gopa, Gopi community, wherever they will hear, there's some sweet grass, and they think, oh, maybe we'll pick up camp and we'll move there. And if we factor in Kaviraj Goswami, Vaikunthya Prithivyari Sakala Chinmoy, everything in the Vaikuntha world, it's comprised of Chinmoy, the highest enriched with devotion, the highest type of devotional consciousness. Then we can understand those sweet grass is not just sweet in the conventional sense, right? If something is comprised out of Chinmoy and it's sweeter than something else that is comprised of Chinmoy. So, I once said to Srila Guru Maharaj, it sounds silly in retrospect, but I said, like I'm having some
deep realization.
I said, so there must be a difference between like a blade of grass in Vaikuntha and a blade of grass in Goloka, in Guru Maharaj. Of course. Because I'm thinking, well, there's grass in Vaikuntha. There must be some sort of difference. And that difference would be based upon dedicating tendency, a particular type of devotion or dedicating tendency. So when it says the sweet grass of Govardhan in comparison to even other places in Vrindavan, then we can understand how much gradation there is in devotional expression and dedication. To qualify to be a great blade of grass in that plane, that will be appreciated by the superior devotees. Asamaho charanenu jasham hungsham Vrindavane kimapi gomilato sadinam yadushtajam svajanam arjapatam chihitva bejur mukunda parivim shrutibir vimigyam. Uddhava, who elsewhere says, Bande nanda brajastrinam padarenum abhikshnasa yasham harikatod gitam punati bhuvana trayam. How the gopis of Vrindavan, Nanda Braja, Sri, the ladies of Vrindavan, their harikatha is purifying everywhere and everything. And when he met Radharani and Brajagopis, he is so impressed with their type of devotion and having intimate familiarity with the queens of Dwaraka. Really, Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur said he wants the dust from the lotus feet of the Brajagopis on his head, but he knows they will not consent to that. So he knows, and we may remind everyone that having experienced, observed, witnessed their type of devotion, he, unlike the, speaking of Haridas, Haridasi, Hare Krishna, so, unlike the neophyte practitioners of this world voyeuristically envisioning themselves as super servitors, Uddhava, who's certified by no less than Krishna himself, Natata Priyatama Atmayonir Nashankara Nacha Sankarsana Nasri Naivatma Cha Yatabhavan. More dear, Krishna saying, more dear to me than Atmayoni, self-born Brahma, Shambhu Shiva, what is his name? Shankara. Not Shankar Shiv, not Sankarshan, his own brother, then Sri Lakshmi, you understand? These are not random pairings of words. They're sequential. They imply gradation. So from Brahma to Shiva, Sankarshan, Sri, and this taken as Lakshmi, we can say. Then at last, he offers himself, Naivatma Chayatabhavan. You're more dear to me than I am to my very self. Not Uddhava. He is aspiring, Lata, Brajalata, can mean a creeper, Lata, Latoshadi, and the soil of Vrindavan. As the Brajagopis are moving in that plane, some of the dust from their holy lotus feet may come upon his head thereby consecrating his existence. How beautiful is this aspiration that Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Bhakti Siddhanta, Sambandha Gyana Charja. This is the climactic sloka twice in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, underscoring how important it is and how pivotal it is to understanding the positions of all the other devotees of Krishna, and ultimately revealing the glories of Srimati Radharani and Braja Gopis. So they say, oh, Govardhan is so wonderful supplying all the necessities for the pastimes of Krishna, delighting at the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, the sweet water, sweet grass, that's favorite of the cows in Vrindavan. Pani yasuya vasa kandara kanda mulai. And they also say there are caves in Vrindavan, but they don't say much about that. But those caves, we can understand from Brahma, Garga Sangita and other places, they're extraordinary. They're filled with jewels, gems, illuminating jewels, gems for the pastimes of Krishna and Braja Gopis. Hare Krishna. So, Krishna, he's convincing Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men, cowherd ladies, Vrindavan, everyone, to go against the current of the world. Who should be considered mundane authorities? And you would think generally you would want to please or appease them so that your life can go smoothly. Everyone has some approach to material existence. There's always some tax to be paid in the karmic world. So they're also, that time for them, that time has come. But interestingly, Krishna is convincing them to ignore that, to dismiss the concerns of this world, which we may notice as a consistent theme in Krishna consciousness. There's always the world and the pull of the world, and then the suggestion of Krishna and his devotees, which often clash, bring one into collision with the world. It's thematic. Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami masu jaha. Krishna telling Arjuna, whatever law, worldly consideration you might have, there might be, give it up in favor of what I say. Braja Sharanam, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. Sharanam means different things. But we can say that Krishna is advising Braja Sharanam, the type of devotion that they have in Vrindavan, that's what he's recommending. And saying, and if that resonates in your heart, don't worry about other things. Masu jaha means that. Don't worry about that. By following Krishna, by moving in the direction of Krishna consciousness, by trying to make progress in Krishna consciousness, that you're going to be at odds with the world. Like Arjun, you get the world on your side or you get Krishna. What do you choose? For Arjun, without hesitation, Krishna. It doesn't matter what you've amassed on the other side of this equation. If I have Krishna, I have everything, I'll be fine. That's the Brajajana Palana Asura Kula Nashana. The mood of the bridge bossies, inhabitants of Vrindavan. And means those who inhabit that devotional plane of consciousness. Not that it's people who live in a particular geopolitical area. Right? But who, like Nartam recently, we're singing his songs, his praises. One of the things he says is, what did he say? Vaishnavakatai, how's it? Jatai Vaishnavagan Seistan Brindavan. That's what he says. Wherever the Vaishnavas are assembled, that is Vrindavan. Seistan, that place, Seistan Brindavan. Yatai Vaishnavagan. Wherever you find substantial Vaishnavas. So we see in that video, Srila Gurudev in St. Petersburg. You're with a bridge bossy. You're with someone whose whole life has been active, how do you say, proactive, this principle of surrender. So wherever he goes, what is it? Tirthani, what is it? In the Bhagavatam. Tirti kurvanti tirtani svanstak stena gadabrita. Wherever such devotees move, it becomes a tirta, a holy place. And Narottam going more specific, Vrindavan. So that's Krishna saying that, and Guru Maharaj saying, and what is the world? Because if we go back to the world is in the mind, the world for us is mainly how we perceive it. Even in neuroscience, they say like with regard to an itch, it's around 15% of whatever's going on at that point. The other 85% is mental. So the world's like that. It's around, and don't hold me to these percentages, but it's like that. Most, it's very little on this side, and the mental world is vast. Guru Maharaj says, he gives different examples. One, he says like milk, and the top layer of the milk is the cream. So he's saying, that's the physical world, and this example is the cream, and the vast, the vat of milk, that vast, that's the mental world. So we're primarily dealing with what Guru Maharaj called material tendencies and mental impulses. When we try to move in the direction of Krishna conception, those things are attacking us. Sometimes we're opposed by those who were formerly held near and dear. There's that too. But for the most part, material tendencies and mental impulses, it's an internal struggle. So Krishna's giving some assurance. If you're responding to my conception of things, my suggestion, I'll help you. That's what, if you had to say in a nutshell, everyone wants, well, how do we practically apply, the deepest philosophy ever known in all time and space to our daily living? Can you please answer that question? No, I'm answering it. That's what it is. Whatever you've heard of Krishna consciousness and you have some, it resonates in the heart on some level, on any level, but you're worried that about all, everything you see before you, what we call the world and all of that, and it seems so vast and important and cruel. It does not respond well to those who give it up in favor of Krishna conception. Krishna's giving his personal guarantee. Don't worry. I'll give shelter. Gurudev likes to quote prayers of Raghunath Das Goswami, saying, without considering my qualification, lack of qualification, therefore, please be merciful to me in the light of Mahaprabhu's teachings. Nija nikata nivasa dehi govardhanatvam. Give me the shade, the shelter of the shade of Govardhan. So the Brijbasis, they find themselves at odds with nature. And someone could say, well, isn't the pursuit of Krishna consciousness unnatural? And can't we see that here? They're pursuing Krishna consciousness. What is natural, they should submit to what's observable in the so-called natural world, which behind it from a Vedic perspective means devatas. But if we look at the sequence given by Madhvacharya that Srila Guru Maharaj likes to quote, saying there's a thing, then there's the devata of that thing, then there's Guru Tattva of the Devata, and then at the heart of Guru Tattva means Baladev, and in the heart of Baladev, Radha Govinda Chidli Lamritam. So any way you look at it, we will always, from a devotional perspective, come to the same conclusion. Sarvadharmam Pratityajamam Ekam Sharanam. To give up everything and just surrender to Krishna. Go from finite perspective to infinite perspective. How wonderful is that? So in the finite world, pratyaksha, having senses is a wonderful thing. It is. Just the fact that, seeing, hearing, tasting, touch, it's incredible. But in our navigation of this world, we share information with one another, right? Paroksha. What I didn't see, you saw. Or someone else saw, or someone who lived before us saw that, or someone who lived in a remote part, another place. So now all the sum total of sense experience and the wisdom derived from that is now being made available freely to everyone with ads. Someone has to pay for all this. But that's the idea. The sum total of everything that's ever been experienced is being made available to the wisdom of that experience. It's being made available to everyone freely. I think, how wonderful is that? And it's a wonderful thing. Ekang stenistito jagat. Krishna tells Arjuna, whatever you conceive of as being the infinite, that's molecular at best with me, who sleeps on a bed of infinite. So as much as we value finite perspective and shared finite perspective, paroksha, how extraordinary is it to gain infinite perspective? The perspective of the infinite. That's what the spiritual project is about, the culture of Krishna consciousness, is shifting from egocentric or extended ego-centric, extended selfishness in the terms of going from the individual to the family, to community, nationality, humankind, that kind of thing. The shift to infinite perspective. Bhavam buddhir bhatsa, 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 parampadam, parampadam yad vipadam natesham. And then, from that perspective, the material world, which seems insurmountable, devyeshu gunamayi, mama maya durataya, maya, which seems insurmountable, saying, what, that whole world becomes reduced to the water left in the imprint and the hoof of a calf. It's a beautiful poetic way of saying a drop, something insignificant. It's oceanic from one point of view and insurmountable, and what is oceanically insurmountable becomes reduced to the amount of water in the hoof print of a calf, means the change in perspective from finite, local, finite, egocentric perspective to infinite perspective. And all by the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan, these pastimes, who is the infinite, and the Govardhan Shila, the infinite appearing as finite. Right? So we have Giriraj Govardhan here. He can be the sum total of the infinite. He can do as he pleases. Abhignya Swarat. He's free and independent. Except Ahang Bhakta Paradino Hyasvan Tantra Ivadvija. He cannot resist the appeal of his devotees. In their presence, as it's as if he loses his independence. So, seeing the bridge bossies apparently suffering like anything, the thunderbolts, the thunderstorms of Indra put them all into anxiety. Krishna makes good on his promise. Kaunteya priti janihi name bhakta. My devotees will never be vanquished. And then very beautifully, with his nice turban and beautiful clothes and flower garlands and aroma and flute, stick for herding cows, Deve Varshati Yagya Viplava Rusha, his anger. Rajrasa Barshani Lai, Siddhat Pala, like Gopal, the Raja, he's Rakal Raj, means the king of the cowherds. Pashu means the animals. Stri, the ladies. Siddhat Pala Pashu Striyatma Sharanam, gives everyone shelter by lifting Govardham. Liloch Jalindram, Uch Jalindram, you know, picks up Govardhan like the way a child plucks a mushroom. And everyone comes up under Govardhan and they get shelter from what? All that worldly disturbance, you can think. And what are they doing during that time? Relishing the sweetness and the beauty of Krishna. They're enamored. Gurudev used to like to quote this one song of, I think it's Chandidas. Does he know this song about Shyamanam? It's like Radharani type song. But it's very interesting, saying, and we're talking of those who are seeing Krishna, not in the sense of an aspirant, who are seeing Krishna. What do they say? One will never be satisfied by seeing Krishna. It's impossible. Those who are drinking the nectarine beauty of Krishna, they say, you'll never become satisfied seeing Krishna. Is that encouraging or discouraging? I say, well, even those who've seen her, they say you'll never be satisfied seeing Krishna. Why? No, it's a very beautiful thing. They're saying, he's so beautiful and Navayovana, increasingly beautiful, that just drinking the beauty of Krishna more and more and more and more and more, that thirst will never be satisfied. So Gurudev used that to say, why, meeting with Krishna, that will never produce satisfaction. Although one may think the same, please satisfy the hankering of our eyes, our senses. That is Govinda meaning. Like Prabhupada, I remember when I was a new member of Krishna consciousness, listening to Prabhupada tape, and you know you've been taken into another place when you hear Prabhupada say, go means Indriya, and it makes sense. I thought Prabhupada's saying, like he's explaining, but instead of saying go means the senses, he said go means Indriya. So Govinda, who's giving pleasure to the senses, Krishna's the full sensual experience. Eye beauty, ear beauty, sound beauty, taste beauty, touch beauty, aroma beauty, to the infinite degree, ad infinitum, increasingly such. So they're praying like that to bring satisfaction by Krishna revealing something. Then Krishna reveals himself and they realize we can't become satisfied looking at Krishna. He's too beautiful. So it's increasing it's having the opposite effect. Rather than satisfying it, we're becoming more thirsty to drink the beauty of Krishna. And it goes on in this way, ad infinitum. So, but in this way, Krishna is nourishing his devotees. And multi-purpose, he's checking the pride of Indra. Mahindra means Indra. Mahindra Madhubit. So, protecting his devotees, giving them shelter, checking the pride of Indra. And Indra, in gratitude at the mercy of Krishna, his generosity. Surabhi comes, and they have Abhishek of Krishna with unlimited the Surabhi milk, producing Govinda Kunda. Also, Airavata, Indra's elephant, comes in the end. He's offering Ganga from his trunk for Abhishek and Krishna as well, and Indra offering prayers, and at last giving Krishna the name Govinda, Gava Indra, the king of the cows, the lord of the cows. So Govinda, go meaning cows, but also meaning senses. As he gives fulfillment to the cows, he's also giving fulfillment to the senses. But Rupa Goswami, in the Smeyrambangi Trayi Sloka on Keshigat, is saying, taking an opposite approach. Rather than saying how Krishna will free you from all mundane attachment, he's saying, if you want to remain attached to this world and those of this world, then don't go see Krishna standing on the banks of the Keshigat with his Shyamam Tribhanga Lalitam, his threefold bending forward, his beautiful moon-like face. He's describing the beauty of Krishna. Don't go see that Krishna if you want to remain attached in this world. Because if you do, if you have a glimpse of the Achintya Gunas Rupam, the inconceivable beauty of Krishna, it will destroy all your attachment to the mundane. So my advice, then don't go. Hare Krishna. What time is it?
12.
Okay. So, Gurudev sang two songs. I know you have the Govardhan Arati, that'll be done later, but these are simple songs, he said, that everyone can sing. One Yasomati Nandana, one Jayarada Madhava. Happy songs. Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he sang Jayarada Madhava every day of his life before the class. After going his walk, come back, sing Jayarada Madhava, give a class. Jasomati Nandana Braja Baranagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Ninandana Jasomati Nandana Braja Baranagara Gokula Ranjana Kana
Yasomati Nandana Braja Baranagara
Gopi Paranadana Madana Manohara Paranadana Madana Manohara Kali Adamana Virana Kali Adamana Virana Amala Hari Nam Mami Abhilasa
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 Bipina Purandara Navina Nagara Vada Vangshiva Dana Suvasa
Vipina
Purandara Vipina Purandara Navina Nagara Vara Vangshiva Dana Suvasa Braja Jana Palana Asura Kula Nashana Braja Jana Palana Asura Kula Nashana Nanda Godana Rako Ala Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara
Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara
Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara Sundarananda Gopala
Sundarananda Gopala chara gopi basano hara Yamuna tata chara gopi basano hara Raso rasika kripa maya Rasika kripa maya Sri Radha Balava Vrindavana Nata Vara Sri Radha Balava Vrindavana Nata Vara Bhakti Vino Rasraya Bhakti Vino Rasraya Jasomati Nandana Vrajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Jasamati Nandana Vrajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Radha Balava Vrindavana Nata Vara Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Gopi Jana Balava Varadari. Okay, Giri Varadari. Gopi Jana Balava Jayo Giri Varadari. Jaya Giri Varadari.
Jaya Gopi Jana Varadari.
Jaya Giri Varadari. Jaya Giri Varadari. Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana.
Jaya Yashodanandana. Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana.
Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Yashodanandana. Jayo Praja Janaranjana. Jayo Praja Janaranjana. Jamuna Kirabana Chari. Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Jamuna Kirabana Chari. Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Jamuna Kirabana Chari. Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jamunatirabanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Jamunatirabanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Jamunatirabanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Krishna, 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 Krishna.